What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm looking at Fox News, and I think they're wearing out or overusing that alert logo because they just came back from the commercial break. Alert! Steve Bannon is out. Well, they've been reporting on that all morning long. It kind of undermines the whole idea of what an alert or breaking news is supposed to be. It's the same thing you've been repeating since early in the day. Of course, the whole point is to get people's attention, to feed them the misinformation or the information, to catapult the propaganda forward, as George W. Bush used to say. I got a very good letter here in the email, basically saying, I'm going to just read it verbatim. I'm not going to share any names here. Earlier this year, I had heard dialogue about the summer of rage and hoped that people would be able to see through this effort to pit people against one another. As August rolled around, I had a feeling of relief. Then Charlottesville and removal of statues. I am deeply concerned about where this is headed. Some idiots comment on Facebook encourage more of these activities and even anarchy. They clearly have never experienced what happens when an entire country experiences civil unrest, martial law, power outages, etc. Hopefully things will calm down. Yes, we'd like to see it calm down. But for those of you who think running around and tearing down monuments and setting fires to buildings and throwing hot coffee on talk show hosts is what we should all be doing. Take a look at what's going on in Venezuela right now. And realize that what you are doing right now is you are going to bring the United States into that same kind of chaos. Or Brazil. We're seeing it in Brazil. Now, apparently one of the statues of Robert E. Lee taken down in Baltimore has already been replaced with a statue of a pregnant black woman. And I have a feeling that that statue probably took more than a few days to make. So, all right, let's take some phone calls. Will in Cincinnati, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I got a theory, buddy.
Yep.
With all this, with the recent surge in attack and how they all seem to have the same M.O., I'm thinking it's quite possible that maybe it's the same person or group of people, obviously group of people, but maybe the same person that's being brought in and that is throwing these together, and this is just the first tier, and we're starting off with vehicles. I think everything's accelerating, and I do not see it letting up. I think it's gonna ramp up, but I think it's, whoever it is that's throwing this together, they have the same MO for this tier. You know what I mean?
It could be. We don't know. Obviously, when you talk about the logistics of a vehicular attack, you're kind of limited in terms of being able to wander too far away from the basic approach, which is get a vehicle, slam it into people, run away. But again, it does feel like whether they're doing this to try and get us all to hate ISIS again, so we'll go along with a new U.S. invasion of Syria. We don't know, but it almost feels like there are several competing agendas going on at the same time, and they're not talking with each other. And that's why things feel like so much chaos. And earlier today, I had a comment with Claire where I said, I think my biggest disappointment in President Trump is he's not being a president. He's not standing up and taking charge. So basically... the country is sort of running around on autopilot, and it's like, we call it the ship of state. If you don't have a steady hand on that helm, sooner or later it's going to hit the rocks.
Right. And as far as the multiple fronts goes, it really has the feel that everything is just ramping up. Everything's accelerating. And like you brought my attention, my attention, as soon as we had some good news on the North Korea situation, everything just went balls to the wall, you know. And it really has the feel of not letting up anytime soon. A lot of us, you know, sometimes we feel really insignificant, and we wonder how can we affect change, or what is something. Where's the our place in the great story? You know what I mean? Well, how can sometimes we don't really feel like there's a whole lot we can do, but this right here, this information war that you are, you're my general, Mike. I look to you as my general. This information war is the great story of our time. And when you know, it's all said and done, what we do in this information war, it's going to be it'll be the greatest story ever told. I just want to encourage you and let you know that we look to you like a general, Mike, and we trust you. And I'm sending positive vibes and energy your way to renew your spirit. And I really look up to you. I don't know how you do it, Mike.
Coffee, lots and lots of coffee. Thank you very much those very, very kind words. There are some days I just don't want to sit down here at this computer and look at what's going on. There are some days I don't want to do the radio show because the news is just so bad. But you're right. It does feel like the situation is accelerating. It's almost like when you're running downhill and all of a sudden you realize you reached a speed where you can't stop or slow down without falling. And that kind of it feels a lot like that right now. And the big problem is that with Trump not really showing much leadership, all of these various rogue agencies, intelligence agencies, the military-industrial complex, they're just going on out and doing what they want to do, very often at crossed purposes. I think everybody understands we're going into World War III. What they're still trying to do is find a way that they can get the American people to go along with it, or at least find a way to keep the American people from complaining about it too much.
One more thing, Mike. All this chaos being sown, and those with eyes to see know that that's what. I mean, I think if anything they can do to bring the whole system down on Trump's watch, just so they can blame it on him, even with the war agenda, I'm not absolutely convinced he could stop the war agenda if he wanted to. I could be wrong about that, but it seems to me, obviously, we know he's got enemies on all fronts, all around him. I really think that they want to collapse. They want to bring it down on his watch so that they can blame all the chaos that comes with it on Trump, and he's just caught in the middle of it trying to make some sense of whatever he can. Every time he gets a grip on one thing, that if the attack comes on another front, you know?
Well, we already know Congress is trying to basically set themselves up to declare where we're going to go to war with veto-proof majorities and basically hamstring the president on that one. I don't think anybody wants to bring our system down. I think the problem is they can't hold it off any longer, but you are absolutely correct. If it crashes while Trump is in office, they will pin the blame on him, just like they pin the blame for the Depression of the 1930s on Herbert Hoover. But Herbert Hoover did not create the Depression of the 1930s. It was created for him. You have the corporate media out here now trying to say that Trump is behind all of this white-black racial tension. But look at the last whole year before Trump was even elected. And we were seeing all the rioting and the violence that was going on there, mostly directed against the Trump supporters by Black Lives Matter and so forth. So obviously, Trump came into a situation that was already in a major, serious deterioration. But you're absolutely right. If it falls apart while he's in the Oval Office, they're going to pin the blame on him.
They will. And shout out to Dustin in New Jersey, Mo and Tom in Florida. Tom, lay off the coffee, buddy. We love you. Hey, Mike, we love you. Keep
Thank
up the
you.
Good work. I share your show every day. Positivity your way. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
All right, you got it. We're going to let you go here now. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go right on back to the phones. Paul in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mr. Rivera, two
yes.
questions. Will Bannon go back to Breitbart? And number two, will Bannon spend more time on our media? I'm listening.
I certainly hope so. Ever since Bannon left Breitbart, they've been taken over and co-opted to the point of utter uselessness. And I can imagine that he probably has a position, an equity position in Breitbart. So I would fully expect him to go back in and take the reins back. and turn Breitbart back into a useful resource. I certainly hope that's going to be the case.
And will Mr. Bannon spend more time on the various people like you on the alternative media?
I really do not know. I mean, Breitbart has never paid any attention to me so far. And
what about Bannon?
I have no idea.
Okay, and one more.
Yes.
About 12% of the population of America either listens to alternative media or knows people that do. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, there is no question that the independent media is gaining ground. And the corporate media is struggling for survival. I think we were talking earlier in the week, CNN is like at number 15 in the overall ratings, and they're below History Channel, things like that. Reruns of old TV shows, they're not doing well at all over there. And I don't think they're going to help themselves with their current situation of screaming about how everybody who doesn't support the liberals is a fascist or a Nazi or so forth and so on. And again, historically, Nazis and fascists are two separate things. I'm amazed that Hitler and Mussolini got along at all on that regard. We're going to go back to the phones here. Rob in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Very good.
I'm hanging in today.
Oh, I know. And I would consider you more the communications officer, you know? Not the general, because you're not leading any troops. You're providing some information, and that's why I tune
okay.
in. I like this speedy role. I like you going through the topics. It helps me not have to go to 10 different stations to find things, you know?
Yeah, I was not really comfortable with the idea of being a general. But, yeah, I'm a communicator. I'm an advocate. I'm a peace activist. That's really the title I prefer is a peace activist, although I joke with people that I'm a rabble rouser.
And you could be that. That's quite
yes.
all right. We'll accept it. That's what being an American has its rights to be.
Yes.
You know, I was listening to AJ for first hour, and he played some actual talking points from the other stations where they're putting out their spiel and their propaganda. And I kept hearing them say, oh, these car attacks and Spain or wherever else, they're being inspired by Charlottesville. They're mimicking what's going on in Charlottesville. They've already erased what's happened with all these other car attacks that have already happened in the past, like
yes.
Christmas market in Berlin, December of 16, Stockholm,
yes.
Sweden, April 7th, 2017. You know, these all of a sudden aren't there. All of a sudden now we have Charlottesville, where, as everybody, you know, with clear minds and people that are logical have been looking at this, analyzing this, see that A, if it was the kid, if this was this 20-year-old in that car, it was a pure accident. Something happened. Something went wrong. He did not do this intentionally, because if he did, he would have done something. He would have swerved into the sidewalk. He would have done what this van did over in Spain, wouldn't he?
Yes.
What he did hurt a few people, and somebody, what we understand, was killed. But if he wanted to cause damage, there's a lot more he could have done. So anyway,
yeah, look at the numbers from Barcelona. I mean, what is it?
Uh-huh.
14 dead, 100 injured, 15 still in critical condition.
Well, you know, they keep inflating that. Yesterday it was 12 and 100, and today it's rose to 13, 14 and over 200. So we're talking a one van goes through one market and gets that many people. Now, if we look at the initial picture, undoctored picture of what happened in Charlottesville, there was all these people on both sides of this narrow alley or street they were on. He could have swung to the right. He could have swung to the left. And he would have been done damage if somebody was doing it intentional. This is the worst, you know. And again, we know it's all propaganda. It's lies. I've sent you some stuff for you to look at before, where they're really ripping this apart. So,
yeah, I'm seeing that. And you need to remember that video footage surfaced showing that this guy's car was being attacked. They were throwing rocks at it. They were beating on the trunk of the car with baseball bats. I mean, that would certainly motivate me to violate the local speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we don't know if he violated the speed limit. We don't know if he had his 40 feet on the... Again, we don't... Bottom line is, we don't even know if it was this guy in the car. You know what I mean? Because there's all this other evidence coming out. I want to move on from this for a second. The one dude that was talking about values, bringing back values, we have values. It's just a matter of using them. They're trying to corrupt our values. That's why they're going after Christianity, because Christianity has its fundamental values that, you know, this nation principally has been built upon. We have values. It's just a matter that they're trying to demoralize us and make a hit on Christianity, which... Why, that's where the Caucasians come into act, because Caucasians are mostly Christians, are they not? Mostly, mainly, for the most part, and we have the value system, and they're trying to demoralize us and attack us for that. I don't believe any of this is truly that they think we're racist. They just want to use this as a weapon.
They're trying to put a label on us, and again, part of it is they're trying to basically... rebrand Trump supporters who wanted to make America great. Well, now they're all racists and white supremacists and KKKers. And I think part of the plan there is that for next year's midterm elections, they want to make people actually ashamed to vote GOP in order to try and get the Democrats back in control of both houses of Congress, along with all the massive election fraud that's going to be taking place.
They want to put a label on us. We are Trump supporters in a manner as we got a guy in there where we have a lot of belief in. We are hopeful that he will do something good to start reversing some of this damage that's been done to this country and maybe level it out so we have some type of playing field that we can all work with. But mostly we're all patriots in the factor that we see this American Constitution, that there's nothing better than it in the whole world, and this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take that, throw it in the fireplace, and put their global law here. Now, without that American Constitution, you know what? It's all for naught. You know, who do we want to live? We already know what kind of things they're doing in Europe, where they make these laws where the line is so thin that if you cross it, next thing you know, you're doing a 25-year prison term.
Yes.
You know, and they slaughter your name all over the place, and you know, your family can't make a living. That's what they're doing. They're trying to do that here.
They've been doing it here. That's what happened to Claire and I 23 years ago in 1994. Yeah. We found evidence of a murder, and we tried to do the honorable thing, see something, say something. And, yeah, I was smeared all over Hollywood, and my career was ended. So, yeah, that's how they operate. They did the same thing to Gene Seberg as part of COINTELPRO back in the 1960s. It's how these people like to operate.
There's a long list of names on that, and, you know, you took something, you went out on principle, you took a risk, and they got you for it, and that's unfortunate. And there's a long list like that, but you know what? That's where they're using that over our heads. So the rest of us are, you know, do we take that step forward? Do we stand up? Because do we want to be labeled? What are they going to, you know, what are they going to do to us, what they did to you and Claire and this other long list? But you know what? The fact is, if we don't do anything, again, it's all going to be for naught, because we'll take the Constitution and they're going to burn it, and literally we will have no other options. So if we're going to do something, stand up for our rights and talk and share and speak out between the differences of good and evil, we need to do it now. Yes, they're going to come after us, but, you know, as they say, hang individually or together, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Good old Ben Franklin there. Right. Well, let's see. I need to. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break. We've got about 30 seconds here. And if I sound distracted, it's because my web server is now under very intense hacker attack. And I'm trying to deal with that along with BAM user issues and everything else here.
Mm-hmm.
So
they don't want the truth out there, Mike.
No, of course they
don't. They just don't like us talking.
Of course they don't. And you know something? It really annoys me. These people who take these jobs to go on out and try and stifle dissent, and they think it's fun. They get to, you know, be slightly wicked, and they don't really understand the damage they're doing to our nation with their little games. And
Mike, we're talking about two generations of people that have been dumbed down, playing violent video games, and incited and paid to incite.
All right, Rob, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And by the way, the good news for all of you is I finally went ahead and I ordered a replacement for this mixer here. So it should be here next Tuesday. No more scratchy noises or anything like that. And then I'll take this one out in the parking lot and burn it to ashes and dance around it with a stick like Kevin Costner. We're going to go back to the telephones here. Ramsey in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Yeah, thank you. You see, sir, I just want to tell you something. I just came from Brazil, and I did a history tour there, and they have a lot of statues there and everything, just like the United States and everywhere else. And he said that the black people in Brazil are not going around saying we have to bring down the statues of all the Portuguese kings. When Brazil was a Portuguese colony, they talked about the statues, they talked about the history, explaining to you what happened to the explaining to the Europeans or tourists or whatever. So see, sir, like the black people in the United States, the Black Lives Matter, and all these people saying we have to bring down the statues, they're damaging their own history.
Yes.
It's not just like the history of the country. So like these people, it's not like they're improving the education system in the United States. They're actually, people like them are making it worse.
I would agree with you. I mean, all of these Confederate monuments, and we're hearing this from a lot of people, like even Condoleezza Rice came on out and said, those monuments are a reminder that there was a time in this country when there was slavery. And in point of fact, there was slavery in the United States of America from the moment of its creation until the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was definitely there. And by erasing all the Confederate monuments, in the long run, these exploitative politicians aren't going to be able to say, remember when you were all slaves, because these people are going to say, really? When was all that about? I don't see anything in the museums or anything about that.
Exactly.
It's going to be a hard sell.
Yeah. And also, sir, the Black Lives Matter people, they should be talking about the problems today of their own people. Like, if you look at the record, a lot of people are getting killed, they're getting robbed, and black people, innocent blacks, that are being damaged by blacks themselves. They should be talking about the problems today, or the problems like 10 years ago, not the problems of the Civil War or the 19th century or whatever.
You've hit on an important point. Okay, right now the Democratic Party doesn't have any solutions for what's going on in the inner cities. They don't have a solution to the drug problem, mostly because they're up to that drug operation in their necks. They can't fix anything that's happening now. They can't fix Fukushima. They can't fix Hanford. They don't want to deal with the toxic vaccines or GMO food. So they're going to reach back to this issue from 150 years ago and try to make it a rallying cry for votes for next year's midterm elections. And that's really what it's all about. They can't solve any of our current problems, so they're going to make an issue out of something that happened before any of us were born.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Jim in Chicago. Jim, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break, but take it away.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
A couple of things that are really disturbing me. Number one, like your caller from Texas stated, there's a lack of morality throughout the country. Not just what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. The other thing, and I agree with you, there's a lack of leadership from this president. And can you tell me why didn't he call the governor of Virginia, who he knows very well? He didn't call the parents of the young lady that was murdered, and he didn't call the family members of those two state troopers that were killed in that accident?
Those are all very, very good questions. He may have, and it's simply not being reported. But you need to remember that right now Trump is in New Jersey for what is a working vacation, and the lines of communication are not as solid as if he was still at the White House, which apparently is undergoing a renovation right now.
But is that really making issues for him?
I'm sorry?
Is that making an excuse for him, though?
No, that's not making an excuse. I'm just saying there are some realities that may be indicative that we're not getting all the information we really ought to be.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yep.
So Jim, stay on the line, okay? Sure. And we'll come right back to you after the commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still talking with Jim in Chicago, and we're talking about public perception in the wake of all of this, because we're seeing the groups like the Antifa and Black Lives Matter are out there screaming that white people are all racist and white people are all Nazis and everything else. And sometimes I don't think they realize how it's going to look to the general public. They made that same miscalculation when they were rioting after Hillary lost the election, where they basically, the American people just said, this is ridiculous. This is out of control. If they really think they're going to change the nation, they have to court that public support. And they're not doing that right now. And I don't think they realize that not only are they not making the white people look particularly bad and evil, what they're doing is they're making themselves, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, look bad, look like vandals and criminals, and worse, that's going to be tarnishing the image of their particular ethnic communities. Because just like Black Lives Matter and Antifa are out there saying all whites are racist and all whites are this and all whites are that, people are just going to get into the habit of looking at Black Lives Matter and Antifa and saying, well, all blacks are like that. And there's going to be a pushback from within the communities of those people. And a good example of that is I just got this wonderful email that is a response to one of the earlier callers on our show today. And I want to read you this email verbatim. And again, no names. But the letter goes, not all blacks come from single-family households, and those that do are not all in jail, gangs, or any other negative situation like dead. Just like you don't like being lumped or referred to all whites, it's not right to facilitate that all blacks are the same. To think that a movie reflects our true lives is part of the problem. You don't get to know people that are not like you. So therefore, when you call in, you're talking about what you saw in a movie. Whether you are black or white, when all of your friends look like you, you have no clue or right to assume you know the issues that affect someone else. Very well written. Very well written indeed. So, Jim, what is your comment on all this?
Well, I will have to agree with you because, you know, as I was on hold, I was thinking about the movie Missing and the movie The Killing Fields. I mean, everyone should go watch those movies over the weekend. Because if you start tearing down one particular monument, then you start tearing that particular monument, we're not going to have a history, and you're going to have individuals who will kill you or put you in a camp if you disagree anything that they have. And this is why I support the monuments. If people want to take them down, vote on it, or have a hearing on it, I don't have a problem with the Confederate flag. That's their right, even though it shows that they lost. But the fact is, you know, this is America, and it seems like we're not too long to be disappearing. You know, I was raised in the 50s and 60s, and when there were real discrimination, and things weren't as bad as they are right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and the racism down south did linger on. I'll share a little story with you. Many years ago, when I was still earning my living as a professional magician, I did a summer on board a real Mississippi riverboat, the Mississippi Queen, which unfortunately was scrapped a few years ago. But I remember we would pull in at Natchez under the hill, and I would walk up the road to Natchez on the hill, where they had a lot of really great antique stores and everything. And I remember this one time I'm walking up the hill, and there's this very old, frail-looking black lady pulling this wooden cart. And so I just walk on up, and I just say hi, and I grab one of the two handles, and I'm helping her get the cart up to the top of Natchez on the hill. And she's staring at me all the time. And then we come up at the top of the hill, and there's all these other people around staring at me. And I realize that racism is being reinforced generation after generation after generation after generation, that they expected, because I was perceived as white, to behave a certain way, and I wasn't going along with that. You know, hey, dudes, I'm from California. And, so it sometimes seems like parents will do a serious injustice to their children by passing on to them their own perceptions of their victimhood. And in a way, going back to my comment about beliefs being chains to enslave free minds, these young people of various ethnic minorities are growing up already convinced of certain realities that may be simply not there at all. It's just a misperception.
I would agree with you. And my final note, do you think Donald Trump is not getting good advice regarding what happened in Charlottesville, or the fact that he just can't help himself when it comes to trying to say something?
Well, I wish he would be a little bit more careful thinking through what he's going to say before he says it. On the other hand, if he doesn't comment immediately, he gets criticized anyway. So
right.
It's darned if you do and darned if you don't. We do know that Donald Trump is being controlled by the control of the information reaching him. And we have had people out there just openly saying, yeah, we're going to control Donald Trump by feeding him false information. We know the CIA lied to Donald Trump about the gas attack in Idlib, saying that they had absolute 100% proof Assad did it. And yet we know he didn't, because the story itself just was absurd on the face of it. So, yeah, Donald Trump is not getting good information. He needs to start developing a kitchen cabinet, which is an unofficial, unofficial group of advisors from outside the Beltway that he can call on and say, how does it look from out there? And if you think about the legends of King Arthur, that was a big part of what Merlin was. Merlin was the one person Arthur could talk to who could step to any level of society. He wasn't confined to court. He wasn't confined to the knights or the middle class or the merchant class or the scum of the earth down below. Merlin could travel anywhere and find out what was really going on and bring that information back unfiltered. And that's Trump is missing. He's missing his Merlin.
Well, I volunteer you for that job, and not Alex Jones. So.
Well, thank you, Trump knows where to reach me. But again, I'm holding out for head of NASA.
Right. Okay, take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And speaking of holding out for NASA, I did have somebody write on in asking once again for information on how to safely view the Monday eclipse. And we put up a page from NASA. And apparently there are a lot of businesses that have special packaging on their products that can be used safely to look at the eclipse. Apparently one of the big pizza chains. There's a little packet that comes with the pizza box, and then you can turn the pizza box into a camera, a pinhole camera, to look at the eclipse safely. So there's all kinds of different ways to do it. Again, if you're anywhere near the path of totality, make the effort to go see this. It's on my bucket list. I can't make this one. I mean, we'll see a partial eclipse here, but that's all we're going to get. All right, let's get on back to the news here. Over in Great Britain, as their pound continues to drop because of all the turmoil over the Brexit, they're starting to realize that this deal to acquire the F-35 boondoggle on wings is going to cost the taxpayers even more because it's being priced, obviously, in U.S. dollars. And as the exchange rate continues to decline, it will take more pounds to get those dollars to buy those aircraft. And a lot of people are really starting to say this is not a good idea when you realize just how astonishingly bad this aircraft really is trying to do what it's going to do. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? First, I want to commend you on taking the time to read that letter. And, I mean, if I had thought about it for 1,000 hours, I could not have said it better, all right? And a lot
it was
of these people...
It was exceptional. That's a point I wanted to make. It was exceptionally well-written, and by that virtue alone tells you that, you know, some of the stereotypes people have about ethnic minorities are simply not accurate. It was very well thought out, very well-written.
And once again, I want to commend you on taking the opportunity to balance out the energy that's being thrown, like, out, you know, this way. Because everything is pitting everybody against everyone else. Now, mm-hmm. I want to speak to the so-called black celebrities and politicians. Now, I don't know if you ever have, but you may want to read the book Animal Farm. Okay, and you may want to read it as quick as you can, because if you remember in the book, and I do agree with Oliver Stone, by the way, we're in George Orwell's 1984, but we're also in that Animal Farm. So all
yes.
these people who think that they're going to get special treatment, like the chickens or whoever who helped the animals overthrow the humans, only to realize they were the next people to be gotten rid of. Or they were the next species to be gotten rid of, okay? But if you want to sell your soul of your own free will, making yourselves look bad, and we know that George Soros is behind this. We know this. We know that he's financing both sides. We just haven't gotten to the so-called Maidan revolution where you're going to get shooting on both sides. And both sides are going to be blamed, and it's going to fan the flames even further. We're in the midst of it. We're in the midst, and I want to commend you again. Thank you so much for taking the time to read that letter. That just quelled a lot of people who were just being used by the law of inertia to view us in a negative way, not realizing what was happening to them. But the lady, whoever wrote it, is right in the sense that a lot of you get your perception from Hollywood, okay? And not everybody is a pimp. Not everybody is a prostitute, okay? And like we said yesterday, there were a lot more black inventors that were given credit for. But thank you so much for your time to do that and for balancing out the equation here.
All right. Well, you're very, very welcome. And, Hollywood is not even in the business of showing you reality. And supposedly the corporate media is doing that job, but they aren't either. They're filtering, they're distorting, they're warping. They're out there trying to sell you the idea that the Russians are evil. We were watching this new TV show, Salvation, and it was all about bad Russians, bad Russians, bad Russians. Again, that's what the entertainment industry has always been used for, going all the way back to when J. Edgar Hoover, before he was head of the FBI, he was out in Hollywood, even then, saying your job is to support the government agenda on that movie screen.
And what
or on that
Ben
radio
Affleck
show.
And what did Ben Affleck say just recently? You'd be crazy if you think that Hollywood is not supported by the government and its agenda. Okay?
Oh,
you would
there's
be
no
crazy.
Question.
Okay, and so I do agree with him. But to the gentleman in Texas, you don't have to go back to the Depression era to find that when we had respect for ourselves. We had it just recently here before the government hired Freeway Ricky Ross to sell him, start selling drugs into the black community to devolve them. Before then, the black community in Los Angeles particularly was very strong. But the black community in the South, even though things are divided, they have always had respect for themselves. And Malcolm X would always say this to the so-called blacks in the West and the blacks in the North, stop putting down the blacks in the South. As long as you're south of the Canadian border, you're from the South. And I want to say this to all of America. We're all slaves right now. We're all being sold
yes.
by the politicians, to the bankers, souls and all.
Yeah, that's another
it,
reason.
I appreciate it.
All right, well, you got it. We're going to drop you. Thank you very much for the phone call here. But you're absolutely right. First of all, Hollywood is very controlled by the government. There's Operation Mockingbird. It's not confined just to the TV news. We know that while he was head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover had his hand in almost everything going out in Hollywood. When Oliver Stone announced he was going to do the movie about JFK, somebody at the studio stole a copy of the first draft screenplay, and then the corporate media started attacking Oliver Stone based on what was in that first draft. Now, if you know anything about motion picture production, you know that that first draft is not carved in stone. If it's in the first draft, doesn't mean it's going to be in the final release. It's basically a starting point on a very long process. But somebody stole that first draft, they leaked it to the media, and the media immediately went on the warpath against Oliver Stone over all of this stuff. All right, I'm going to get a couple, one more story before we go back to the phones here, wrapping up the military aspect of the show. You know the X-37B robotic space shuttle, big hush-hush secret. It's been on a couple of missions in space that last very, very long time. Latest word is they're going to put it back into orbit next month and see whatever it is it's supposed to be doing. All right, let's go back to the phones. William in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Hey, is this a politically correct station here? Are you broadcasting PC?
Not on this show.
Okay. Is it allowable to say rotten redneck?
Was that the end of the sentence?
Well, that's the beginning of the sentence.
Ah, okay. Well, we don't like to just throw labels and caustic name-calling around, but on the other hand, we're not going to tread lightly on subjects because somebody might be offended, because it's impossible
okay.
to go through life without offending somebody.
Right.
No matter what you say, somebody on the planet's going to be upset. Oh, that offends me. That offends me.
I need
Play-Doh. Well, I definitely do not want you to use that word.
Why is that?
Because that's only going to add fuel to those who want to attack the independent media to say that we're all a bunch of white racists and white supremacists. Anyway, we're coming up on a commercial break here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go there. When we come on back here, we're coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely lady Claire, and we've got some economic news to cover here. Some of it is really very grim. Over in New York City, one out of every seven public school students is homeless. This in New York City, which is supposed to be the economic center of the United States of America, and one out of every seven public school children is homeless. Article that came out of Investment Watch blog, a disaster waiting to happen, retail sales still weak. The rental units are collapsing. Basically, it says what I've been saying all along. The consumers have run out of spending money, and it's all going to lock up. And apparently, the stock market did not have their traditional happy ending for a Friday. They're blaming that on Trump and Steve Bannon. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on into the economic news, basically, the government likes to have scapegoats, corporate media, what's wrong with the economy? Oh, you're not spending enough money. We don't have it to spend. That's the reality. Rob Schneider is out there saying the real problems is in the United States, there are now 140 million people at or near the poverty line. 54% of our children are suffering from chronic illnesses, big moneymaker for the medical industrial complex. And we have a corporate media whose job is to keep us all bamboozled so we don't figure out what's going on in our lives, in our country. Now, a while back, I was commenting on how the money junkies really didn't learn any lessons from 2008 because they didn't have to. The losses were dumped onto the American people with TARP and bailout and quantitative easing. The rich got to stay rich and the poor were made poorer. And they started making the same mistakes all over again. And I was talking about how recently they've started doing subprime auto loans and bundling those. And guess what? To nobody's surprise, the subprime auto delinquencies have now spiked to a 10-year high. I've had a lot of people write on in, and they're tired of hearing me complain about our now 18-year-old Honda. Say, just, you know, look at the prices. Just go on out and get a car loan. You got a decent credit rating. I don't want a car loan. I don't want any loan that I don't absolutely know I can pay off. And I don't understand why the bankers don't seem to get that. I mean, we're being deluged with ads for a credit card this and credit line that and loan this and loan that. I absolutely put those in the shredder. Everybody in this country right now should be working as hard as they can to get rid of what debt they have. Not take on more debt. And finally, a very worrying story. This is apparently over in the London Stock Exchange building. One of the major bankers, they're not releasing the name, but saying he was one of the major players. Apparently, there's this glass walkway that's in the atrium in the middle of the building, and he just walked out onto the middle of it in front of witnesses and said, the end is coming, get out while you still can. And then he jumped over the railing and fell to his death on the floor below. That, I think, is crazy. All right, we're going to take one more phone call. Dan out of Atlantic City, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and he seems to think that, and you were talking about the Navy destroyer. Now, it was in the, I think you said it was in the South China Sea, and I think, you know, we're not supposed to be there. And I think what I think happened was that they tried to ram the ship.
Well, first of all, the Navy has concluded that the Fitzgerald was at fault, and they basically relieved the command crew of their duties. Thank you for the phone call, Dan. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.